now. Scott Shane, a national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. What is the window on Gitmo that you're seeing this morning? We already talked with your colleague Andy Laren a little earlier this morning, but give us some of the details of how these 700 WikiLeaks documents have really illuminated Gitmo in a way we haven't seen before.
Well, I think for most of us who got to take a look at these 700 or so documents, what was really striking was how difficult it was with the information they had for the analysts at Guantanamo to make sense of who folks were. They often didn't really know who someone is. They might have had several aliases, and they didn't even necessarily know the person's name. There were obviously, they were working across a huge chasm of culture and language, and they often didn't come with, they were picked up on the battlefield or they picked up by a foreign country and turned over to the U.S., and they didn't necessarily come with, you know, much of a dossier. And so you get a real inside look at the struggle that these analysts had, even when they were doing their very best work, and there are cases in which I think it would be fair to say they were not doing very good work. There were cases in which information that was quite important, for example, that a detainee was mentally ill, did not show up in the assessment.
And that piece of the story is going to complicate the ability to process any of these inmates out, even the ones who are left, because of the many and varied reasons for their detention. But the Libya story, if you could just focus on that for the last minute or so, really tells the whole story here. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi designated somebody high risk who now turns out to be an opposition fighter. Is that true?
That's right. There's a man named Soufiane Koumou who is now in the town of Darna in Libya training rebels. He's identified in these documents as, from the time he was in Guantanamo, as a member of Al-Qaeda. He has disputed that and has basically said that his aim was always to oppose Gaddafi's regime. But you do have this peculiar situation where someone who was locked up at Guantanamo in part by information provided by the Gaddafi government is now essentially a U.S. ally fighting to oust Gaddafi in Libya.
Wow. That totally says it all. Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Look at all of the details. There are a half a dozen biographies which are completely riveting in the report from our partner, the New York Times. 700 classified documents, a new window on Guantanamo Bay. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.